Up next on American Restoration.
This thing is bad to the bone.
I came to get my IntelliJet kitty toy restored.
Somebody has put a motorcycle on the top of it.
So this is actually a real motorcycle?
Right. You see anything wrong? It's supposed to be blue, not red.
Why? It's still gonna be a Coke. No, you can change the shade of my hair. I'm still gonna be Tyler.
Holy crap!
I came down to get my 1953 bumper cars restored.
This is what we call a rust bucket. I've never told somebody that I couldn't do it, ever. But today might be the day.
Remember back in the day when things were made by hand and people took pride in their work? My name's Rick Dale, and I bring these things back to life. Every restoration has its own set of challenges. There's no owner's manual for what we do, but there's no job we can't handle. The other day, I got a call from the actual owner of Lussie Auto Scooter, asking if I could restore a bumper car for him.
Peter from Lussie, how you doing?
Peter, good to meet you.
Good to meet you.
Lussie is one of the two biggest manufacturers of bumper cars in the world, and he wants me to restore one of his gems. This is awesome.
This is one of my old soldiers. I hope you can help him.
I don't know, let's get it down and take a look at it.
I came down to Rick's Restoration to get my 1953 Lussie Auto Scooter restored. About 15 years ago, I purchased Lussie Auto Scooters with a couple bumper cars and some paperwork, and I keep it alive today.
There was only two bumper car companies. There was Dodge'em and there was Lussie.
Right, and they were in huge competition at the time in amusement parks.
Very much so.
Some amusement parks still are running these models to this day.
Yes, these are 1953s and they're still running in 2011.
Yeah. This is where I learned to drive in these things.
You still drive just like you should be in a bumper car. This is what we call a rust bucket. Is this an extra piece of metal?
No, that's the back seat, part of the seat.
So this is a piece of metal that used to have upholstery on it. So we're sort of looking for original.
Yeah.
Okay. Tearing the thing apart, I'm probably looking at 16 hours. Now, once we get the body, the only way to rework the metal is you need metal. This doesn't have any metal left. It's all rusted. So in order to make stuff, you're basically having to cut panels out, re-weld a piece of metal in where it's not rusted, and then, you know, weld it back in, and then body work out.
A lot of work here to do, but Rick, I think you can do it.
I'm guessing on this, 2 weeks body work straight. 80 hours, one guy. It's a ton, I mean a ton of work. So all that said and done, I'm looking between about 15 to 18 grand.
Oof. Out of my budget.
Yeah, yeah.
About 7,500 is where I'm at.
Well, I want to work on this bumper car so bad, but if we can't agree on a price, I just can't do it. I am not agreeing to a price that's going to end up putting me into the red. That's not going to happen. There's no way I can do that. I don't think we're going to have any metal left. I mean, I think we're in big trouble without me hand making a lot of these parts.
I understand.
The lowest I can go is 15,000, and I might lose money there. I've never, ever told somebody, ever, that I couldn't do it or that I wouldn't do it. So I am sorry. Do you happen to be the first right now? Because I just can't do it for that budget. There is no way. If I take this job for this budget, I will end up going into debt just to get it back into working order. That's just not smart business. If we were really close, I'd say, yeah, but we're so far off.
Right.
I do appreciate you bringing it in.
Well, I appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You bet.
Well, Rick decided that there really wasn't much to save. And at this time, I think this old soldier will be put away and take some parts off and call it a day.
I hate not making money and turning away customers, but the wheels keep turning, and this guy just pulled in my shop with something that looks badass. I just hope we can make this happen. Hey, how are you?
Brian.
Brian, good to meet you. I'm Rick.
Nice to meet you, Rick.
This thing is bad to the bone, man.
I came to get my IntelliJet coin-operated kitty toy restored. I got the coin-operated machine from my dad. He had got it off a job site, and he thought it would just be a pretty neat thing for me to put together for my first son that I was having. It's been sitting on the side of my house, and my son's about to turn 4, so I just kind of want to put it back together. I really don't know what it is. I just know it's a toy, and hoping it could work.
This is an amusement piece that we'd put in front of every grocery store. Yeah. And they would have boats and bicycles and cars and station wagons, and they'd move back and forth for your money. You'd have so much time, and then it'd stop. Well, somebody has put literally a motorcycle on the top of it. This thing is like a 1965 Italjet, which was made in Italy.
So this is actually a real motorcycle. It's not just a toy, and somebody had mounted it on this piece here?
Right, right. Most of the bikes that you would have on an amusement ride wouldn't have carburetors on them, wouldn't have a spark plug in them. You know, it'd be fake. It'd be a lot of fake stuff. To me, I want to make this more of a showpiece. Take the spokes out of there, re-chrome the rims, and then go ahead and paint it. I'll put a trick paint job on there, you know, paint the bottom up real cool. We'll reupholster this seat. Assembly's probably between 14 and 15 hours. And then...
You're scaring me now.
Yeah, and
that's
then...
a lot of work.
So all said and done, you're looking right around $6,500. Yeah.
Well, that's huge.
Yeah. You're working with different metals, plastics, fiberglasses. And in order for me to get this thing absolutely perfect the way I would feel that somebody could put it in their house or be very proud of it, I need to take the time and do it right. And you're looking at right around $6,500. Every job that I take on has to be perfect. And sometimes that drives up the price of the restorations. But I really don't know what I'm gonna do if I lose out on restoring two really cool items in a row.
I did get it from my father, so I would, I do want to get it restored. That was his whole plan for me, to get it restored for my son, because he gave it to me when we were first having our child. $6,500 is a lot, but I think we can manage it.
Okay.
Okay?
Awesome.
All right.
All right, bud. Let's go inside the office. I'll take a little deposit.
My son, he just turned 4 years old, and I think he's just going to find tons of enjoyment with it. I just can't even wait to see when he actually sees it for the first time.
We're gonna need a hammer.
Get off that bike and help me tear it down.
I'm so relieved we got to do this job. I really want to get cranking on this item. So I got Brettley and Kyle tearing this thing down.
Did you used to ride these things when you were little?
Yes, sir.
You did? In front of the stores?
Yep.
You asked your mom for one token?
Yep. Say, mama. All right, let's see if we can get off.
Yeah, time to go ride.
Well, this don't look that bad. The motor's good. Other than a few cobwebs, the mechanics on this ride are really good shape.
This all looks fun to me.
Hey, Rick.
How are you? How you doing? You must be the one that called me about the coin changer.
Yes, I'm Glenn. Nice to meet you.
That thing's awesome, man.
Came down to Rick's Restorations to have him restore my 1950s Vendo coin changer.
Those things are rare, rare, rare. This day is really starting to turn around. Earlier, I lost a customer. Then I got an awesome Italjet ride, and now this super rare coin changer. Vendo Manufacturing ended up making them for Coke machines. The deal is in the 40s, Coke machines only took a nickel, was straight up nickel. So they needed these changers. When you put the quarter in or the dime in, it would literally give you just nothing but nickels. A coin changer like this was so important back in the day. Before they were invented, if you walked up to a soda machine without the correct change, you would end up staying thirsty. And the soda company was gonna lose out on a sale. So do you know if it works?
I don't know if it works or not. I'd like to have you make sure it's working properly, the coin mechanism.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it's been used, for sure. This is where you loaded the nickels, right up here. And then when you put the quarter in, it'd see it was a quarter, and it'd let out just enough money right through this slot, and it'd roll right down through here and into this chute right here. After we get done with everything, you got, like, a spot to put this in?
Yes, right next to my Pepsi machine.
But it's Coke.
Well, do you think you might be able to paint it in Pepsi blue?
Yeah, sure, I can do anything. This is an excellent example that the great Coke versus Pepsi debate still lives on. However, this is the first time I've ever been asked to restore something that was designed for Coke for Pepsi. Okay, so first thing we're gonna do is we're gonna tear it apart. I would say we're gonna have 6 hours because of the coin mech. Every single piece has to come apart. And then after that, this piece are made out of die cast, because it's very hard to chrome plate correctly. All that said and done, everything together there, it's between $1,200 and $1,500.
Sounds great.
All right.
I thought Rick was very knowledgeable about the coin changer. I'm sure when I get it done, it'll be spectacular. Can't wait to see what it looks like.
Very cool, huh?
Yeah.
It's really busy at the shop, and Rick just got in this coin changer machine. I don't have any runs for a bit, so I'm gonna lend a hand to Cowboy.
All right, let's get into this thing. See what we got.
Get in it. Whoa.
You like that? Not sure what that's all about.
Level?
What do you think?
So when they hung it on the wall, it was level.
You're a freaking genius. You are way smarter than you look. We had some pretty good teamwork today.
Ron and Cowboy just finished tearing down this coin changer. Now Kyle and I are gonna test the mech inside. Put a quarter in, it should give us 5 nickels. If you put a dime in, it should give us 2 nickels.
Okay, put a quarter in.
Okay, drop in there.
Okay, so quarter went in there, we got 5. So that works so far. Let's try a dime. Okay.
Went to the same place.
Perfect, so that came out with 2 nickels. It's really cool seeing how this mechanism works. And luckily, it looks like we're gonna be in good shape with it. Okay, now that we know this thing's working pretty well, we need to finish and tear it all apart.
Okay.
We gotta completely clean and lube every moving part to make sure this thing will be working for another 50 years. All right, Jeff, this was a real Italojet, you know, motorcycle out of the 70s. A guy dropped off a coin-operated kid ride to get restored. But this ain't your typical kiddie ride. It has a real motorcycle mounted on top of it. We're not gonna make it run, so I wanna take it apart, we'll clean it up.
Okay.
I'm interested to see what's inside there.
Okay.
And then we're gonna polish this up like showpiece.
Well, we tear it apart. So look at the cylinder.
Wow.
It's never been run.
Brand new.
Brand new. It's never been run. What a waste.
I know. What a waste.
You know how many kids would love to be riding this thing?
Yeah. This thing is unbelievable. The engine is brand spanking new. As a motorcycle fan, it's a shame we can't make this thing into a working street bike. But the owner wants this ride for his son. He doesn't want his 4-year-old buzzing up and down the block on this thing.
I want to see more.
I think that's it. Just the two.
Jackpot!
Is that cool?
That's money.
A token. This is a token.
This is money. This is a quarter. You see coin op stuff, you always find money in it, but you never thought you'd find the money in the motor.
Yeah, that's funny. They dropped it in here. Yeah, just this good time token on this one.
It's just
fun for all. Probably give a couple of these to Brettley. He'll think he'll get a raise.
It's about all the raise Brettley's going to get, 50 cents. And that's a month.
I finished early with other stuff I was working on, so I figured, why not paint this coin changer? That's what I like to call being ahead of the game.
Looks good. This Italojet has been going really well so far. The next step is paint. What the f-? Tyler! Nothing pisses me off more than mistakes, especially from Tyler. He should know better.
What's up?
Get over here.
I'm here.
No, get over here.
Oh, my God. What?
You see anything wrong?
Not really. I think it looks awesome.
It's red.
Yeah, I know.
Did you even read the work order?
Yeah, it says...
Go get it. Read it out loud.
Coke Vendo coin
changer. Not that, but the part on the bottom where it says how to paint the thing. What color?
Customer wants finished item to be part of a Pepsi collection, so needs to be painted classic Pepsi blue. I figured it was a no-brainer. Vendo machines are made for Coke, not Pepsi.
This customer wants this Coke thing Pepsi blue.
Why? It's still gonna be a Coke. No, you can change the shade of my hair. I'm still gonna be Tyler.
Just paint the dang thing blue, all right?
Yeah, I'll fix it. God, I can't believe I painted this the wrong color. Now that I know what color this coin changer is supposed to be, I have to scuff down this whole thing and repaint it. But if you ask me, it's still gonna be a Coke Vendo, no matter what color it is.
Oh, great.
So far, things are rolling along with the motorcycle ride restoration. Brett Lee sandblasted the base frame, and Phil prepped it for paint. And now that Tyler is finally finished in the paint room, I get to shoot this thing with a couple of awesome colors. I'm gonna go with black and red, which is gonna make it fun and badass all at the same time.
Rick, you around?
Hey, Glenn.
I'm very excited to see the coin changer today. I had Rick change the color from Coke red to Pepsi blue to match my Pepsi machine. Can't wait to see what it looks like.
Okay.
I'm ready. Come on, I'm ready.
I gotta get to build the excitement, you know?
All right.
All right.
Oh my God, that looks unbelievable.
It looks absolutely wonderful. The fact that he was able to match the color perfectly, it was better than I ever expected. I'm very happy with it.
So does this thing look a little different than the last time you saw it?
It looks a lot different than the last time I saw it. I can't get over it.
You know, we did it in the color that you wanted. I know that you had a machine the matching, which is Pepsi blue. And then we designed this thing here. It's got the Pepsi bottle cap with the arrow going down. Sent the chrome out, and then we ended up lettering inside here. All the white lettering, and then inside.
Looks great.
Okay, this is a lot of parts in there. There's a lot of moving parts. Each one of these plates came off, the coin mech itself came out, and then we CAD plated everything.
Unbelievable. Rick, it looks great. It's obvious you spent a lot of time on it, but the big question is, does it work?
Yeah, that's the other half, huh? All right, so you close it up like this, put the quarter in. Make sure we get them all out of there.
There's five.
There's you get your five.
I guess it works.
I couldn't have asked for anything better. I had the utmost faith in him. I knew it would work.
Thank you again very much.
Come on in here and I'll take some of your money.
I can't wait to get it home and put it right next to the Pepsi machine. It's gonna look wonderful.
Looks a little dry over here, huh? We've been restoring this motorcycle-looking kiddie ride. We got the motor nice and clean, so now me and Kyle gotta lube it up and test it out.
Gotta get these bearings all greased up.
Now it'll be smooth.
Nice.
Nice.
Let's go ahead and put the base on it.
Okay, guys, we ready to test this?
Think so.
Okay. Hey, it goes all over, huh?
Doing like pivot. An eight.
Yeah.
That part I polished just looks awesome.
Oh, come on, cowboy. Every day we have to hear that?
Yes. Every day and every night I'll call you on the phone and tell you.
I'll change my number.
I'm here today to pick up my IntelliJet kiddie ride.
Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Very well. I'm here to see Rick today.
Okay, yeah, come on. I'll show you where he's at. I think he's about to leave.
This is gonna be a gift for my two children.
Hey.
Hey.
This gentleman is here to see you.
Okay, yeah, I was just about to leave. Brian.
Hey, what's up, Rick?
Good to see you.
Very good to see you, too.
What were you coming to pick up?
That kiddie ride, that IntelliJet.
All right, Kelly, could you go pick up that stuff for me?
Sure.
Okay, thanks. You ready to see it? Voila! Oh, my gosh, this is awesome, man. This is really cool. Can I ride it?
A little different, huh?
Yeah, completely different. Well, in the red, I think it'll draw everybody's attention to it. All the kids, they want to sit on it. Yeah. You know, I like things to pop. I mean, we walk up to this thing. This is just totally bad.
All this chrome?
It's all chromed up.
Sweet.
We chromed the wheels.
Wow, dude.
That is just way cool. We ended up chroming all the handlebars, got new grips. Polished the motor all out. It got a new boot on here. Made a new seat for it.
Yeah, that was practically gone when we dropped it off.
Yeah, it was trashed. We put foot pegs on it. It had one. The other one was broke off. We put the IntelliJet side logo on it.
It was actually painted before,
little,
right?
Yeah.
Somebody's backyard project?
Yeah, yeah. And then I ended up clearing the whole entire thing. When we pulled the motor apart, it was brand spanking new. It had never been ran. But the funny thing was, it had tokens.
Is that
stuffed inside this motor. This is what was in the motor.
A lot of tokens.
Some tokens.
The color scheme and everything, that's awesome. But I mean, just actually knowing what it is now, I think that's by far the most surprising and coolest thing for me.
after all this, it looks perfect, but now did the ride work?
You want to see it?
Yeah, definitely.
Check it out?
Definitely. I'm not getting on it, though.
So I get to break it?
Yes, exactly. Yeah, could you get fix it?
All right.
Okay, so she's got good to 200 pounds.
You're probably a little bit bigger than my four-year-old.
God, I hope so. Ready?
All right, let's see it. That's cool.
I'm sure he'll get a lot more out of this than I am, because I'm pretty much done.
Yeah, no, I can see him sitting there for hours on that thing. This is awesome. You wowed me when you first showed it to me. Are you going to wow me with the price?
We're right there.
We're right there.
Yeah, the 6,500 is right where I'm at.
Okay, that's awesome.
So as long as you like it, we're good with the money?
I'm happy, yeah.
All right, awesome.
Well, I even got a discount.
Yes, that's right.
I got some money back.
Let's go in here and take care of some paperwork and have my guys deliver it to your house.
The kids, I'm sure, will love the color and the fact that it rocks back and forth. They'll be wrestling over trying to see who's going to sit on it first. Maybe I'll be able to sit on it myself, except to fight off the kids.
How's it going, guys?
Good. How you guys doing?
Good.
Look at Josh. Right here. Here it is.
Check it out.
What do you think?
Show them how it works. Get on it.
Oh, God. Oh. It's probably not made for you.
All right. Whoa! That's what I'm talking about. No hands.
You're ridiculous. Seriously, brother, you gotta let them use it. I mean, it's their bike.